Smoke and Mirrors, written by Katie Holbrook and read by Katie Shore.
The Edge of the World. The magician could call a flock of birds from a top hat. He could make a baby elephant float off the ground with a wave of his wand. He could disappear in a plume of smoke. But his favorite trick was making other people disappear in a plume of smoke. The magician stood at the shore of the sea at the edge of the world and watched the far-off ripples of water. After a time, a grand black-and-white creature broke the surface, then disappeared under the waves again. One blink, and the magician would have missed it. He held his breath, stepped into the water, waited. The rippling waves rose, pushing the magician back from the sea. The foam that lapped the sand berated him. "No," the water seemed to say. "Away." The magician curled his lip and turned to face the forest of thorny trees again. He raised his fingers, and swaths of smoke lifted from the ground as though they were puppets being forced up by their strings. The magician walked through the smoke. He turned his thoughts away from the sea and to another place. A colorful, happy dot on a faraway island. His sneer grew. But then, he stopped walking. The magician's kind of magic could never tell the future or read minds. But for the first time in a long time, the magician had a feeling, a deliciously dark one. Something was going to happen at Cirque Magnifique. The magician pulled more smoke from the earth, gathered it into his palm, and blew it across the sea. His sneer stretched into a cruel smile. Chapter 1. Sasha's father flew like a bird. His hair was as black as night and slicked back, with a shine like the moon glinting off a smooth obsidian beach stone. His body and arms and legs were black too, his long skinny limbs wrapped in his night-colored bodysuit, with only two white stripes on his shoulders. His hands, only slightly less dark than his bodysuit, flexed in anticipation. He stood tall on the platform, so that it seemed he could reach the highest branches in an old cedar tree. But really, all he held on to with his talon hands was the bar, high, high overhead. "Watch this, Sasha," he called down. Sasha looked up from her book, leaving her finger pressed against the last word she'd read. She stood with the ruby-red tent as the backdrop and watched her father leap from his nest, soar across the sky, release the bar, and fling himself into a triple twist. Sasha's heart thumped painfully as her father emerged from his pretzel, too slowly, it seemed, so that she gasped and cried out. Her book fell to the dirt and sawdust ground. "Dad!" But just as Sasha thought he'd fall into the thick mat below the trapeze, he sprung open like a flower, desperate for sun, and reached for the bar Mr. Ticklefar had pushed toward him. Her father's claws grasped and curled, and he soared to the opposite platform while Sasha caught her breath and tried to slow her racing pulse. His teeth gleamed as he grinned down at her. "Little chick," her dad said from his perch. "Do you like the new trick? Won't it wow the audience?" "I think it's scary." "That's not so scary. You know what's scary? Opening yourself up to others to love with all your heart. But it's the most wonderful thing, too." Sasha sighed and rolled her eyes, but Dad grinned. "Get changed and we'll practice. Once we have it perfected, I plan to do it without a net." Sasha retrieved her book, forced a smile, and waved up at him. If his new trick frightened her, it would terrify the audience in that good, tingling way that made relief the most beautiful emotion of all. In a moment, Sasha's mother stood next to Sasha.